Tall ships, warships, and the Blue Angels will highlight Navy Week. Thousands of sailors will be in the city to help celebrate, while also performing community service at schools and with civic organizations. Mayor Mitch Landrieu says it's another sign that New Orleans can handle major events.
It's going to be a three-year celebration across the nation. It starts here. Our partners have been unbelievable in the military, the Marine, and the Coast Guard. We also have the nations of Canada, France, England, Indonesia, and Ecuador. It is going to be a world-class lineup of events.
City officials expect about 25,000 people to tour ships docked along the river from the Crescent City Connection to the Esplanade Avenue Wharf. Groups will board ships in the morning, the public in the afternoon. About 50,000 people are expected to line Lake Pontchartrain to watch two Blue Angels afternoon air shows, one Saturday, April 21st, the other Sunday, the 22nd. A seafood cook-off is planned with celebrity chefs and performances by Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard bands. Navy Rear Admiral Jack Scorby says the military is looking forward to the events.
We are extremely excited to showcase our ships, our sailors, our Marines to this great city. And I know that the sailors are very excited to make this port a call.
Navy Week begins April 16th with the arrival of the USS Gettysburg guided missile cruiser to the Arado Street Wharf. It ends April 23rd when bells ring at St. Louis Cathedral and other riverfront churches to mark the ship's departures. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.